On the Physics World website, you can read a research update with the fantastic headline, "Aliens Could Use Quantum Signals to Communicate with Earth." After reading that, I couldn't resist asking my colleague Margaret Harris, who commissioned and edited this article, to come on the podcast and talk about this research. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Hamish.
So, Margaret, I'm guessing it's probably pretty difficult to communicate here on Earth with quantum signals. Why are some researchers interested in interstellar communications using quantum technologies?
Well, first, you're absolutely right that it is quite difficult to use quantum signal to communicate here on Earth. The current record distance for transmitting information via entangled particles is 33 kilometers if you do it via standard telecoms fiber. And that record was reported just last week by physicists at Saarland University and the LMU in Munich, by the way. The distance is a little bit longer if you're using specialized equipment. And if you only want to distribute quantum keys rather than using entangled particles, the record there is, actually, I don't know the absolute figure, but it's over 1,000 kilometers. But with interstellar distances, we're talking about tens or even hundreds of light years, not tens or hundreds of kilometers. And you'd think that would be much harder, but it actually isn't. And the reason is that while space is very, very big, it's also very, very empty. There's a lot of emptiness out in space. And that's great for quantum communication because empty implies that there's very little out there that could disturb the entangled state of this quantum particle, this photon in this case. Very little that could cause it to decohere, as the term is, which means that the state would lose its quantum nature.
And so I know that astronomers, they have problems with light that comes from very long distances because it interacts with sort of magnetic fields in the universe. What would a quantum signal interact with as it travels, let's say a few hundred light years? What would cause it to decohere?
Well, the most basic example would be if the entangled photon got close enough to something to actually interact with it. This could be anything from a stray electron or a cloud of dust on up to a star or a black hole. So in some sense, it is the same sort of problem that astronomers run into with, the problems of light passing through dust. However, in a previous analysis, the physicists who did this latest work, Arjun Barrera and Jaime Calderon Figueroa of the University of Edinburgh, UK, they found that the mean free path of photons in interstellar space is on the order of 1 million parsecs, which is larger than our Milky Way galaxy.
And so that means that in principle, we could use quantum communications to communicate with, I suppose, alien civilizations throughout the Milky Way. And the Milky Way is a huge place, isn't it, with lots and lots of stars. So it's almost looking like a practical thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, and even if you consider making things a little bit more difficult, as the researchers did, and consider what would happen to a photon that's moving through a region of space with an above-average amount of stuff in it, such as our own solar system, at certain wavelengths, specifically X-ray wavelengths, the mean free path is actually larger than the observable universe, so they're really not going to have a problem there with causing decoherence in the quantum signal.
So are there any other things that could disrupt a quantum signal in interstellar space?
Well, gravity is a possibility, and this may sound somewhat surprising to our listeners, because of course photons have no mass, so gravity in the classical sense doesn't affect them. But we live in a world with general relativity, and in that world, I suppose I should actually say this world, there's a phenomenon known as Wigner rotation that couples spin and momentum of particles, and that actually causes the state of a moving particle to change as it passes through a curved spacetime. And this isn't actually quite the same thing as decoherence. Strictly speaking, Wigner rotation affects the fidelity of the quantum state, which is the ability of the receiver to process the state once they receive it. But just as with decoherence, the researchers calculated that a photon could travel a considerable portion of the Milky Way before this would become a problem.
So it sounds like scientists who are interested in this sort of thing have decided that it is possible to send quantum signals across interstellar distances. But why would we or any other technologically advanced civilization that could be out there want to? Why would we want to use quantum signals when we could just, sort of flash a light on and off to communicate?
Yeah, I mean, this is the sort of SETI, or search for extraterrestrial intelligence, part of it. And the researchers suggest there's two possible reasons. One is that the quantum nature of the signal would actually be a sign that that signal comes from an intelligent source rather than some natural process. Although that is kind of assuming that there aren't natural processes that could also generate entangled quantum states, which is in fact an open question that researchers hope to explore in the future. The other potential advantage is that quantum communication makes it possible to pack a lot of information into a signal, especially if you use these higher dimensional entangled states. So listeners have probably heard of qubits, so entangled states with two possible superpositions. But there's also entangled qutrits and qvingets, that's 20 high dimensional states, and all their cousins rather than just qubits. So the only drawback of using quantum signals is that if an alien civilization were at this very moment sending out quantum signals in our directions, we wouldn't be able to detect their quantum nature because we're just not looking for that. And we aren't yet that sophisticated in being able to detect quantum states anyway, even down here on Earth.
And I suppose if you had a really advanced civilization that, you know, for example, managed to spread itself out over a number of stars, that they could use this as a secure way of communicating with their bases, couldn't they? If there was some sort of threat that they had to deal with.
Yeah, I suppose so. That's the argument for quantum communication down here on Earth. But you know, do remember that quantum light travels at the same speed as any other sort of light. So if you're trying to communicate across a sort of multi-light year civilization, you're still going to have to wait a whole year for those signals to reach you, quantum otherwise.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I suppose it's a bit like, you know, you hear stories of, you know, from in history where I think the classic story, if I'm not wrong, is that the Battle of New Orleans in the War of 1812 was actually fought after the war was over because
yes,
the information couldn't get from Washington down to New Orleans in time to stop the fighting. So I suppose these alien civilizations, whether they're using quantum signals or not, would still have that same problem.
That is, of course, unless they've mastered faster than light communication, which would have to involve completely unknown physics as far as we're concerned.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm looking forward to reading that story in the future. That'll be a good one.
So am I.
And yeah, just to remind listeners, that story is called Aliens Could Use Quantum Signals to Communicate with Earth. And it's up on the Physics World website, and that's written by Martin Boerkamp, who is a freelance science writer based in the Netherlands. Is that right, Margaret?
That's correct, yeah.
Thanks for coming on the podcast, Margaret.
Pleasure.
I'm afraid that's all the time we have for this week's podcast. Thanks to Nick Hawker and Margaret Harris for joining me today. And a special thanks to our producer, Fred Isles. We'll be back again next week, but in the meantime, do check out the latest episode of the Physics World Stories podcast. Host Andrew Glester speaks with CMS Communications Officer Achintya Rao and particle physicist Christina Botta about their recollections of the discovery of the Higgs boson, which was made 10 years ago.
Physics World.